Climates of Inequality, Stories of Environmental Justice is an exhibition that uses virtual reality and other forms of media to tell the stories of communities directly affected by climate change. Liz Shevchenko is the director of the Humanities Action Lab, a coalition of organizers across 40 cities that curate projects based on social issues.
Climates of Inequality is a multimedia installation that was created by over 500 students, environmental justice and other community advocates, and scholars from 20 different cities across the hemisphere.
Shevchenko says the exhibition digs deep into histories of environmental injustice in the various cities through research, interviews, and VR videos
that allow you, when you come and visit the exhibition, to visit each of their places and places that really help to show the kind of inequalities that they're confronting and the stories of how the communities have developed amazing resilience and resistance strategies that we all can learn from.
Over 100 advocates gathered in Newark at a conference celebrating the exhibition.
You know, environmental racism is what it is. That's the correct name. But there are people who feel uncomfortable with that.
Adrian Hollis is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
And because they do, it became environmental justice. Well, it's really injustice, right? And justice is what you want.
Marilyn Amar is an organizer seeking environmental justice in her hometown, New Orleans.
I'm here in Newark at this environmental justice conference to spread the word about Gordon Plaza and its struggle and its fight for a fully funded relocation off of toxic soil.
The city of Newark was well represented at the environmental conference.
Newark has, you know, some of the biggest environmental issues in all of the country.
Daniel Wiley is the Housing Justice Program Manager with the Ironbound Community Corporation in Newark.
Sharing stories is very important. And I think the more convenings like this and the more people start sharing stories about what they're going through, the more people start to realize that, you know, this is happening and it's deliberate. And it's something that we have to all put our heads together to stop.
Dr. A.J. Schneller with Skidmore College in New York State helped with telling Albany's environmental story in the Climates of Inequality exhibition.
We're going to be networking with other organizations and college professors, including all of the different organizations that you see here at this exhibit, to bring the plight of climate justice from Mexico City, Rio de Janeiro, West Coast of the U.S., Southern Coast. Everyone's going to be learning about environmental and climate justice, not just in their own community, but what other communities are facing, so they don't feel as isolated.
The Climates of Inequality Stories of Environmental Justice exhibition is running in Newark through December. In Newark, I'm Ann Santos, WBGO News.